Okay, we continue with the first parak, Mishnah 3. Hacharuvin Mishia Nakdu. Cherubs are going to be obligated in tithes from when they become Mishia Nakdu, from when they become spotted. As cherubs begin to ripen, you could tell on their skin, they get these black spotting that turns out. When it goes to the point of full blackening, that's when you know it's done. Ha'agasim v'ha'krustumulin v'ha'prishim v'ha'uzrodim Mishia Karchu. Agasim are pears, krustumulin are these gallnut apples, v'aprishim are these quinces, ha'uzrodim, and uzrodim is probably something close to, according to one definition, hawthorns, all different types of mini apples. Some say it's a mini apple. So they're ready from the point when they become mishia karchu, from when they become bald. That means that, you know, they sort of, the fuzz on the outside, it's totally shed, and now it's a clean fruit, you know it's ready. V'chol halavonim, all fruits which are white, mishia karchu, are ready when they become bald. White doesn't mean literally white, it means to all light-colored fruits, you know, like these species that we mentioned, in contrast to, the example, the cheruvim, the cherubs we mentioned before. Ha-tilsin mishitatzameach. Tiltan is the fenugreek. We know that that's ready, mishitatzameach, when it begins to sprout. Meaning, according to one pshat, the Rambam brings us as well, from when it's capable of turning into a, sprouting into another, you know, into another crop, when it's able to germinate. So hatvua vahazesim, grain and olives are ready, mishiach nisu shalish. They're considered mature and ready for tithing when they've grown a third of their full size. That's what the Rash says. Another opinion about it, Tosfos Yontif, suggests that what it means is when the olives can already give off one third the amount of what they're going to produce, then you know that it's ready. So alternative explanations of Mishiach Nisu Shalish. Let's go to Mishnah Dalet. Okay, now we're talking about things that are going to be able to be tithed even in the beginning stages of growth. Remember how we said in the first Mishnah, ubitchilaso, things which are ready to be eaten at the beginning? So how do we know when they really began as far as being an edible product? Uviyarak, when it comes to vegetables, so hakishuim, cucumbers, hadluim, pumpkins, avatichim, melons, vahamalafafonos, types of cucumbers, hatapuchim, the apples, vahesrogim, an esrog, chayavim gedolim katanim, they're going to be obligated in maestros whether they're big or whether they're small. Rabbi Shimon, though, poter esrogim bekotnan. Rabbi Shimon says the esrog is going to be poter when it's actually cotton, when it's most small. He feels that it's just not, it's simply not roi l'achila yet. It's not considered food at the beginning of its growth. That's one way of looking at it. That's what the Rav says, in the commentary in Yerushalmi. Rashi, though, believes that Rav Shimon sees the smallest rogam as being edible, but he looks at that edibility is not the only criteria that we need over here as far as determining maturity. It also needs to be able to be capable of producing another crop. That's one of the criteria, and therefore he feels a small esrog is not capable of doing that. Hachayev b'shkedim hamarim. In the case of bitter almonds, at the point when you're obligated in tithing, Potter b'mesukim, you're going to be exempt from its ability in tithing while it's still sweet. Hachayev b'mesukim, the point when you're obligated in tithing almonds that end up being sweet, you're going to be potter b'marim. You're going to be exempt when it's still at the point of being bitter. Okay, different types of almonds produce a different endpoint, and therefore that'll change, shift the course of when we consider them to be the appropriate stage for trumas and maestras.